Hey now. This is DJ TY, and I'm here with you today on Top It Off Tuesdays, every Tuesday, right here, 11 a.m. to 12 p.m., giving you all the latest gossip about these celebrities and entertainment world right here on www.radio.dominican.edu. And yes, it's been a little while, but I'm, you know, got to give a little updates. As many updates as I can, you know, it's a lot of things going on with these celebrities, and that's going to be my job, to just give you all of the latest updates on them. So, first, I would like to talk about Halle Berry. I've been seeing her, seeing a little bit about her. She's apparently going to be trying to move to Paris, and making sure I can hear myself here. It's been having a little bit of technical difficulties. Anyhow, I think I'm okay. But anyways, so Halle Berry, she might be moving to Paris, France, with her new fiance. Apparently, we've been told that she's been looking up some preschools for her daughter, Nyla, who's 4 years old, which is really crazy because time's flying. Can't believe she's already 4 years old. I remember when she was just pregnant with her and just had her, so that's really crazy. But she's been doing a really good job keeping herself under the radar, her and her daughter. Up until now, of course, because she's been spotted trying to hide from the paparazzi. Her and her new fiance, I think his name is Oliver Martinez. And, you know, they were trying to escape paparazzi, but they got a whole bunch of pictures of them two together. And they're like on the motorcycle and looking around for, I guess, daycares for Nyla. And she's kind of banking on the divorce and the being finalized with the move and everything, because I don't think that it is, because she is going through, I guess, a custody battle or arrangements with the judge, and she's pretty much banking that she's going to be able to move to Paris with her new fiance and her daughter. So, and I don't think baby daddy Gabriel Aubrey is really happy about that, because he is fighting the move. And she, you know, wants them to keep in contact, and is very, you know, he's very, you know, adamant about that. So I thought that was pretty interesting to see, because, you know, we don't really get to hear a lot about Halle Berry nowadays. But yeah, I thought that was pretty good, because I love Halle. She's awesome. And I hope everything works out with her. Also, I have a little bit about Rosie O'Donnell and the new OWN network that is owned by Oprah Winfrey. Apparently, Rosie O'Donnell's show got canceled, unfortunately. And this network hasn't been on for that long. It's actually kind of starting to look like a little bloodbath a little bit. Like, that's what they're calling it. It's a bloodbath because, you know, it seems like a lot of things are going downhill for her with this network. Apparently they said that roughly 30 people got chopped off of the network, or, you know, as far as the employees that work for her. You know, she let go about 30 people, including like two high level executives, which is a big deal, because that don't happen often in companies, especially new companies like hers, you know. So that was kind of interesting to see that, you know, all this is happening so fast, because she just started this. And yeah, like, it, including, you know, all these people that she let go, she also canceled Rosie O'Donnell's show. And I honestly haven't been able to watch it, but I know that, you know, a lot of people love her. So I think that's going to be a really, really big deal. And it's really having low ratings. Like, it's been struggling and trying to keep up ratings, but it's been really having low ratings. And I can definitely tell you that I haven't heard about anybody really keeping up with the show or the network or anything that she's been doing lately since she canceled her talk show. Of course, the Oprah Winfrey show. So I hope she figures something out, figure out another move to keep it going and to get those ratings up, because I hate to see her, you know, not doing good. She's always been a huge topic for everyone for years and years and years. Like, Oprah Winfrey has held her own and has always been, you know, an icon and just someone that everyone has, like, you know, looked up to and always wanted to be around, always wanted to go on her show. And just to see her crumbling down is really kind of scary, because I've never really heard too much bad things about Oprah, you know. So she's always kind of kept herself at a good level. So that was kind of interesting to see as well. I hope she gets that together and gets some more shows on there, or something that's going to get some ratings. I mean, I guess maybe a reality show or two won't hurt, because that's definitely something that people are interested in. So she might have to call upon one of them and get some help. So good luck to Oprah. Also, have some updates on Beyonce. You know, I love my updates on Beyonce. And it's the case of her disappearing baby weight. Where is it? Why isn't she looking like she had a baby? You know, that's pretty much what everyone's trying to figure out. Like, we know that you look good. We know that you keep a good shape, good figure at all times. But you are not a robot. So how could you just hide the fact that you were pregnant about a month or two ago? Like, I don't care who you are. You've had a little baby pudge or a little baby fat somewhere, and she looks too good to even say that she's had a baby. And if people were skeptical before, they're definitely calling her out now, because, you know, we've already heard the rumors about how they thought she had a fake belly bum and how it wasn't real and she wasn't really pregnant. And, you know, it's and like how many months she was supposedly being called pregnant, and like she was pregnant for a year. So that was already kind of like a, you know, question mark there. So now after all of the rumors and the assumptions of her not having a baby or not being pregnant, now we're saying that we're not sure if she really was, because she doesn't have any kind of baby fat. Like, she's been, since right after she had the baby, she's been wearing these tight fitted dresses and stepping out in her heels and looking really good, like nothing's happened. So people are really saying, what's going on with you, B? No signs of post baby weight. I don't know what to say. I've heard about a week or two ago that a friend of hers came out and said that she never was pregnant, and the whole thing is a fake. Beyonce's very smart. She's very strategic. She thinks things through, so she would not have done it without thinking it through and without really coming up with a plan to make it really believable, and that's what she did. And apparently, you know, it's not that believable, because everybody is kind of like not believing it. They're kind of like wondering what's going on with you, because you don't look like you had a baby. And I don't really know. Like, that could be, you know, that could really be the case, because I've questioned it too in the beginning. Like, I've had a daughter of my own. I went through the whole pregnancy thing, so I know how it is. And I know for darn sure that you cannot, your belly will not fold like that when you sit down. I mean, you almost can't even sit down normal because your belly is so big. You got to like do the whole lean back, hold on to the side of the chair, sit down really carefully, slide in. Like, you got to do a whole bunch of movements to make it work for around the belly. And it was like, when I saw the clip of her belly folding, she just sat down like a regular sit, like bend down all the way over, belly's touching her knees, and the belly really looked like it folded like a fake belly bump. So that always kind of stuck in my mind. Like, I don't care what nobody else is saying, that is really weird. So, and then now it's for you to look like you never even had a baby at all. It's really, really kind of making me believe, feed into these rumors a little bit. So that's why I'm going to keep giving you guys the updates on this, because I'm trying to crack down to the case. I'm trying to understand what's going on with this belly. Why? What's going on with the pregnancy? Why did this and that happen? And why are you not looking like you even had a baby inside of you at all? Like, it's really weird. So I'm kind of wondering too. Like, the truth will come out eventually, It's what I'm going to hold on to and believe in that. And yeah, right now people are kind of like wondering what's going on with the baby. Is this really your baby? Did you adopt? Did you have someone else carry it for you? Like, what's going on, you know? So I'm really like anxious to find out and get to the bottom of this mystery pregnancy. But yeah, so that was one little update about Beyonce and her whole pregnancy thing. And for those of you who are big Harry Potter fans, ooh la la, don't really have too much news about that often. So I thought this was really interesting to see that they're saying one of the Harry Potter stars, Jamie Wylett, who played Vincent Crabbe, is sentenced to 2 years and has been arrested. Sentenced to 2 years in prison. That is kind of big. apparently, he has been involved in participating in riots. And I guess in Britain, this is where it's going down at, in Britain, or participating in the London riots last year. And so, you know, I guess they're finally, you know, catching up to him about it. And it's about a campaign for a drug store in the London riots around August 8th. So they have some video footage, and they, I guess, arrested him on September 20th. So I thought that was pretty, you know, interesting to see that he is being convicted for some drug-related type stuff, you know? And he was found guilty for, I guess, a violent disorder and charged with destroying property. And I guess something about a firebomb. He was throwing firebombs around. So he was in it deep, you know? Apparently he was really in this riot thing really deep and kind of raised a couple of eyebrows, like, why are you participating in stuff like this? Like, you're a star, like you're a Harry Potter star. That's a huge thing. Like, you shouldn't even be putting yourself in these kind of situations to be arrested, and now you got to deal with that. Now he gets sentenced to 2 years prison in Britain. So yeah, that was something else right there. I was really like, oh wow, crazy to see that. I don't really hear too much about, you know, the Harry Potter gang. They've all been doing pretty good with keeping their names clean so far, from what I know. I mean, I could be wrong. It could have been something that slipped under the radar that I wasn't aware of. But, yeah, they've been doing pretty darn good. But so far, I guess, not for him. And, yeah, I'm going to take like a really, really quick break and come back and give you some more really good juicy updates coming up soon right here on Top It Off Tuesdays with me, DJ TY, every Tuesday, 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. Right here on www.radio.dominican.edu.
I knew that love would bring this happiness to me. I tried to keep my sanity. I waited patiently. And girl, you know it seems my life is so complete. I love this truth because of you. You're doing what you do.
girl, DJ Lucky, and I am taking over Loose Lips. So if you just can't get enough of celebrity gossip, or your man cheated and you want to argue about it, tune in to the jaw-dropping and ball-busting Loose Lips, where I discuss gossip, sex, and love. Wednesdays from 9 to 10 on radio.dominican.edu.
Complain, but when you're driving me insane, well then I think it's time that we took a break. Maybe we're just trying too hard, when really it's closer than it is too far.
Instead of going under again.
right, all right. Hello, hello. I am back. This is DJ TY here at Top It Off every Tuesday at 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. Just giving you all of the greatest updates that I can give you on the celebrities, the entertainment world. You know, got to keep you guys updated with these people. It's very interesting, you know. Interesting to see what's going on with them. So I like to try my best to give you guys all the recent updates. And for one, I want to just throw out one thing about Shaq, Shaquille O'Neal. Apparently, he has dumped Miss Hoops. You guys know Hoops. I don't know if you guys kept a watch out with that reality show. This is like the beginning of reality show with Flavor Flav. Mr. Flavor Flav. He had that that reality show about, you know, it kind of started off a little bit with the whole reality crave, with the dating hookup, trying to find the one love, and Hoops won one of the seasons. She was one of the winners. And of course that didn't work out, because now she was recently dating Shaq. But now that didn't work out because he just dumped her for an Asian chick. and apparently it wasn't anything like particular why he dumped her, like no cheating, no backstabbing, no nothing like that. I guess he just had his fun and wanted to keep it pushing, keep it moving. And apparently he, broke the news to her about 2 weeks ago. He broke the news to her. Hoops got real emotional, and Shaq had to protect himself, I guess, from a lawsuit. I don't know if he had to physically protect himself, but I guess from a lawsuit, he had to protect himself because they were, I believe, engaged. That was his fiance at the time. So he kind of broke it off before he made that commitment, which I think was kind of smart. So he had to get the security to escort her, to get her things and get her out of there. And he's already moved on. This weekend, he was spotted at celebrating his 40th birthday in Vegas. Woohoo! And he's with some Asian chick having a ball. And we just hope that Hoops was smart, you know, and took full advantage of it while she was with him, you know, saved some money, because now she's going right back to Tennessee, right back home with moms. So deuces to you, Hoops, and much love, much luck, and all that stuff. Go help. Hopefully you find you another baller to be with, because like I said before in my previous show, that seems to be what people like to do. So now she's pretty much out the picture, and Shaq is moving on to the next. Also, while we're talking about a little bit about the reality part of TV or entertainment, little update on Kim. How do you pronounce her name? Zoliak, I think. Basically, you've heard she's from the Real Housewives of Atlanta, and her and her husband Croy Beeman might just be expecting another baby number two. Which is really crazy. I'm shocked if this is really true, because she just had a baby a couple months ago. The baby's not even a year old yet. So they say that she's 4 months along, though. And she basically, meaning the kid would be, they would be like 4 months, not 4 months apart, 9 months apart, if this is true. And she's not wasting any time. I guess she's saying that that clock is running out, and she's trying to get them all out while she can. Because, hey, I mean, it's all good. As long as you're, as long as you guys are married and trying to raise a family and you're happy and doing things right, I don't have anything against that. You know, he's a man with his own. He got his own self established, and Kim does too. So, you know, they're obviously coming together, trying to start a happy family, and that's awesome. You know, more power to you. Good luck, and I know the babies will be super duper close because they're such close in age. You know, a lot of people like to do that, which is not a bad thing. You know, it's good to have your kids really close in age sometimes. They can have a good playmate. So, yeah, that was really nice to see, or really shocking to see, because she really literally just had a baby, and we've just got into the whole, you know, thing with her and her new baby. So that was something else. And also, just throwing this out there, Jessica Simpson is, you know, I'm sure you guys heard that she's pregnant, and she looked like she's about to pop any day. And that's just to go back to the whole Beyonce thing. Like, how do you look like that? Like, look at Jessica Simpson. She's huge. Oh, my gosh. She is so huge. I mean, not everybody blow up like this, but this goes to show, like, when you're pregnant, you can't just bounce back like that. You know, like, I don't care, like, who you are. That's crazy that she bounced back so fast. And throughout her entire pregnancy, nothing changed physically. Like, some women's nose might spread out a little bit more. Your neck might get some neck fat, or your face might get a little rounder, or, you know, besides the fact that your stomach is huge, you know, you got other features that changes, and nothing changed. And yeah, the belly was about the same size throughout the whole entire pregnancy. So, like, when you see stuff like this, Jessica Simpson at her baby shower, and, you know, oh, and back to her baby shower is supposed to be a really star-studded baby shower in L.A. Really was a really nice, planned event. And, and she's going to be having her baby anytime soon. So that was really awesome. But, you know, Just to throw that out there, you know, when you're pregnant, things change. You can't control that all the time. So I don't know how she was able to control hers. It's kind of really fishy. Beyonce, who I'm talking about. But, I really thought that was something else right there, because I don't know how she did it. And also, for you hip-hop lovers, got a quick little update on Young Money artist Tyga. He apparently got into a shootout after his concert, and it was not good for one of his artists. Her name was Honey Cocaine. She apparently got shot in the arm. She's in stable condition, so that's a good thing. But it was apparently something started where people in the crowd started throwing bottles. One person threw a bottle, and he tried to ignore it. Then they threw it again, and he's like, hey, cut it out, or we going to fight. And basically continue with the concert. People started getting rowdy, and after it was over, some gang members started shooting at him. And I guess apparently some people who, quote unquote, was not associated with Tyga started shooting back. And the girl, Honey Cocaine, got shot in the crossfire, in the arm. So it's always just some, you know, some drama. Never fails. But I thought that was crazy because, you know, his name has been in the tabloids a lot lately, like how he got this stripper girl pregnant a couple weeks ago. And I don't know. I just hope he keeps a good image, you know, because he's a new artist, and, you know, you're getting strippers pregnant and you getting your artist shot at. Like, that's not good. It's not a good look so far for you. So, I mean, as far as him as an artist, I mean, I like him. He's good. He's pretty good. His music's pretty good and everything. But, you know, he might want to just stay away from the strippers and the gang members. I think that's probably his best bet right about now. That's just what I'm thinking right now. But that was just something really interesting, I thought. And I guess we can probably go back to the sports part of it, because I kind of got into Shaq. And I got another little article about Tim Tebow. Excuse me. about Tim Tebow. And, you know, apparently he's not really doing too good with his with the Broncos. Don't know if they're going to cut him or what's going on. You know, people slowly turning their back away from Tim Tebow. And but thank gosh for one of his underwear sponsors, I guess, Jockey Underwear. They got his back. They are apparently, you know, still going to keep him as the face of their company. And they had already, you know, before all this stuff taking place, they had already finalized his contract and everything. And they got his back 100%. You know, they don't really care about what's going on with the whole thing with his career. You know, they feel like, hey, we still want you. Which is a good thing. It's always good to have somebody, you know, backing you up, even if you're not doing so good. Unfortunately, you know, I feel bad for the boy because certain people, I'm not going to say any names, you know, put him out there. He, you know, try to blow him up more than what he was. And now that he's not being held up to those expectations that those people put him out there to hold, everyone's turning their back on him. You know, had they just let the boy just do his thing and make a name for himself, then he, you know, he probably would have still had a chance. But now, since he's completely fallen apart with, you know, his performances and everything, you know, everybody's turning their back on him. So really sucks for him. Also, one more little sports entertainment news. Mr. This is a funny picture I'm looking at. Sorry. Mr. Rob, excuse me if I pronounce his name wrong, Gronkowski from the New England Patriots was apparently, quote unquote, hooking up with a minor, 16-year-old girl. Mm-hmm. You know, Twitter's going to really get people in trouble because, again, something else on Twitter, leaking out, messing up these celebrities. And yeah, he was out there. He spent spring break in Aruba, and that's where he met this girl. And her friend said on Twitter that they were hooking up. Now, I'm not exactly sure, 100% sure what hooking up means. Like, it could mean like making out, kissing, or it could mean the other thing. But whatever it means, I'm sure they're going to get to the bottom of it, because now it's leaked out and for everybody to know that they, you know, hooked up. And then they also put out a picture of her driver's license on YouTube, not YouTube, sorry, on Twitter. They put a picture of her driver's license on Twitter, and she is 16 years old. No, not good for you. So, I hope that, you know, I hope that it means just maybe kissing. Maybe they was just kissing. Because if it got any further than that, he's really in trouble. So good luck to you. Good luck to you and your legal matters that you got ahead of you. Because I tell you, though, they're not playing when it comes to these minors and, you know, these men hooking up with these minors. They are not playing with that. So I hope he got a good lawyer, because that's pretty serious, you know. And that's really unfortunate, though, because a lot of these girls do portray themselves to be older than what they are. And Not to go in his defense or anything, because this is just a kind of a broad, you know, opinion of mine. But a lot of these girls, you know, try to be grown and try to act like they're older than what they really are. And, you know, hooking up with these guys, not telling them what their age is, and lying about their age. And they look older than what they are. So a lot of these guys instantly think, she got to be old enough. She got to be 21. She got to be this. She got to be that. And, you know, some girls will have fake IDs. So I'm not sure if that was the case on this one. That's just, you know, I just know how a lot of these girls are nowadays. And they'll have you fooled. You know, they'll have you fooled. Really fooled. So I hope that that was not the case, basically. Like, for him, it probably would be best that maybe she lied about her age or something like that. But guys just really got to be careful. Like, you know, these girls, some girls are just out to ruin you and to really, like, screw you over, not really paying attention to the consequences of, you know, you trying to be grown and trying to have fun, have a ball, but you really could be ruining someone's life, you know. And then on the other hand, some of these guys don't care, you know. Some guys don't care about your age, don't tell anybody, nobody know, keep it a secret, it's our little secret, no one to find out, which is not good either. So, you know, it goes both ways. Some people don't care, some people do. For those who do, I would say just be on your A game, really pay attention to these girls and, you know, their age and everything, because like it says, YouTube is going to really be the death of somebody. YouTube, Twitter, all that stuff, because, you know, it just, you can't control it. Somebody get a picture of you, somebody get a video of you, anything, they're going to put it up there, and everybody's going to see it, and it's done. It's a wrap. It's a done deal for you. So I would just say, you know, be very careful. Find you somebody to be exclusive with, so you don't have to get into these kind of situations. You know, it's too many guys out here just trying to smash anybody that comes to them. And it's like, you know, what's wrong with being in a committed relationship? Can anybody tell me that? Like, why nobody want to be with one person no more? That is just so hard to find nowadays. And if they do want to be with somebody, of course they're going to have something going on the side every once in a while. I mean, you know, there's so many few that, you know, do believe in, you know, monogamous relationships and everything like that. But it's really hard, you know, really hard out here. Moving along. Some rumors about Angelina Jolie being pregnant. Do we have us another pregnancy to talk about? I think so. They say that she may be pregnant, and that, what does it say? Angelina is pregnant right now. So I don't know, like, if it's just a rumor. I just kind of, like, got a quick peek of it. She might be having another set of twins, maybe. So I'm really curious about finding more on that. It's not saying that they're 100% sure about her being pregnant, but they're saying that it looks like she may be pregnant. And I don't even know how they're even assuming that she's pregnant with twins, so. Like, she is way too soon to even tell about that. So, anyhow, moving along from that. So, back to reality, my favorite reality TV, and one of my shows that I do like to watch called Love and Hip Hop. They're saying that Chrissy, the fiance of Jim Jones, is denying that she's pregnant. But from the pictures, she's looking like she's pretty pregnant, you know? She's trying to hide it. Like, she got sweats on and trying to cover it up. But, you know, and they're saying, oh, wow, she looks even more pregnant than Beyonce. everybody loves talking about old Beyonce and her fake pregnancy. Just kidding. She's denying it. She tries to keep things under the radar and then throw it out there later, like, haha, got you. but she just might be pregnant, and I'm very interested in hearing about that, because she loves her some Jim Jones. That is her man. And, hey, you never know. She might really just be pregnant. She, you know, she's big on family. She wants a family. She wants that, you know, that relationship, marriage, family, all that good stuff. So I hope it works out for her because they have been through a long, 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 bumpy road. So hopefully, hopefully for her, that comes true for her, because I know that's something that she really, really wants. Just wanted to give you a couple more little updates there. And I'm going to take one more quick break, give you a little quick wrap-up story. And you're here right now on Top It Off Tuesday with DJ TY. Every Tuesday, 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. And giving you all these entertainment news right here on www.dominican.edu.
Making up more than we're making love. And it always seems you got something on your mind other than me. Girl, you got to change your crazy ways. You hear me? Say you're leaving on a 7:30 train and that you're heading out to Hollywood. Girl, you've been giving me the line so many times it kind of gets like feeling bad looks good.
What's up, what's up, sweeties and swoons? This is your boy Nikki P from What's the Tea with Nikki P on radio.dominican.edu. What's the scoop, the latest gossip, the talk of the town? That's the tea, sweeties. My sidekick, DJ Motastic, and I are here to serve it up, hot, uncensored, and live to you every Tuesday from 2 to 4 on radio.dominican.edu. Sit back, relax, and grab your sugar cubes, because Nikki P and DJ Motastic are ready to make your Tuesdays a little classier. A touch of class with lots of sass. That's The Tea with Nikki P. Tuesdays from 2 to 4 only on radio.dominican.edu.
The speed.
This is me, DJ TY, here at Top It Off Tuesday, every Tuesday at 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. I'm just giving you some more latest updates. I'm going to wrap this up here. Just want to throw out a little thing about one more topic about the sports entertainment. I haven't heard a lot about him, so I really want to speak on this. Allen Iverson. I used to love him, Mr. Allen Iverson. He was an NBA legend. Who's have done a pretty big, complete 180 turn. He's getting in his divorce right now, and they're, you know, fighting with all of the little battles, and basically his ex-wife is requesting for a list of names of all of the women that he had slept with while they were married. Her name is Tawana Iverson, and we're not sure exactly why she wants this list, but she's definitely asking about it. And, you know, she just wants a list of all of the names of women and their contact numbers. I'm just, like, really confused. I don't know what that has to do with anything. Why would you want this list? Like, if he committed adultery, why do you need the names of them? Like, he committed adultery. Like, it shouldn't matter what their name and their number is, but apparently this is what she wants. Not sure why. I don't think she's letting them know why she wants it, but I think it's just something that she wants to have for her own personal gain, and to probably make him look really bad in front of everyone. You know, everyone that he's had sexual encounters with, she wants their name and numbers. And that was really crazy to see. And she's also asking for all of his financial information, too, as well as any purchases made over $1,000 since they got hitched. And, she wants all of that information. Because basically he has been spending a lot of money on himself and not leaving her in their, wow, five kids. With hard up for cash, you know, he has a lot of kids and he's still spending a lot of good money on himself and basically not doing what he should be doing for the kids. Yeah, that's when it gets hectic, because, you know, if you're still spending a lot of money on yourself and not doing the same on your kids, then that's not a good thing, you know. Nobody, no judge, nobody's gonna grant you anything for that, especially since he got so many kids. So good luck, Irisen. I hope everything works out for you. And last but not least, I just want to close this show, leaving you with this one last story. Now, it's not really about entertainment, but it is something that I just wanted to throw out there for everyone to be aware of, and to really, you know, see how crazy this type of thing is and how it can really ruin lives. So basically, this lady has been on Facebook bragging about infecting men with the bug. And by the bug, I mean HIV. I mean, she's all over Facebook posting how, you know, how, yeah, we all are going to catch it eventually because it's so high within the community. So why not just give it to the guys? And if they're stupid enough to not strap up, then hey, whatever, it's on them. And sometimes I might tell them and sometimes I don't. It's like a rush for me. And, you know, and just really completely playing a game about it. Like, huh, let's see if they're going to strap up or not. And if they don't, well, basically your life is in my hands and you're going to get HIV. And I just think that is just so low on so many levels. Like, that's the most disturbing thing ever. Like, you know, this is not something new. This has happened before. Like, I've heard about this years ago where some girl was going around affecting, and I've even heard about men doing it too, affecting women. So it goes both ways. But for you to go out on a worldwide web and throw that out there for everyone and brag about it like it's a good thing and that you're affecting people, it's not cool at all. And, you know, it's this girl, I guess, who got on her page. She made up a fake name, fake page, just for her to accept her, and got on there and just really kind of went off on her about it because she apparently gave her brother the virus. And so she kind of gave a little shout out to everyone to know what's up. Like, people wasn't sure if this was a real thing, if this was just a joke or whatever. So she kind of got on there like, hey, it's real. This chick is nasty. You know, she completely, she gave my brother the virus. I'm not sure if he died or not, or maybe he's just really in a bad shape, but she's saying, you know, that's all I got. He is my life. And I'm willing to sit in prison for this because I want to kill her, basically. And she's pissed off about it. And I would be too. Like, how are you getting on here bragging about it? Laughing about it like it's just not even, like, it's just funny, and you're really killing people. Like, you're going around here killing people, having sex with them and killing them. Like, you're like poison. You're like really poison, and she's giving it to everyone. So that was just a little something I just wanted to throw out there for everyone to just really strap up, be careful, protect yourself, because, you know, you can think people wouldn't do stuff like this. You can think people wouldn't try to hurt you or whatever, but they will. And you never know what somebody's went through, and they can tell you all kind of things. I love you. I want to have a baby by you. I want to be with you. You're the only one I'm having sex with. And, you know, and lo and behold, they have this virus that they didn't tell you, that they forgot to mention about. And now, because you fell for it, you got it. So, you know, just be careful. Strap up, no matter who it is. If this is somebody that you really want to be with, somebody that you see yourself, you know, not protecting, having unprotected sex with, go get checked. Both of you together, go get checked if it's really that serious. Otherwise, strap up. And otherwise, like I said before about not having sex with a million different people, multiple people, like, find someone to be intimate with, find someone that you can trust, because that's really serious, you know. Very serious crime that she's causing right now. Like, people like that should really be locked up and put in jail. So hopefully they find her. She's like ducking and dodging. She's hiding. Nobody really knows where she is. So hopefully the police get to her before someone else do, because that's not something to play with. So there you have it, my last little story. I just wanted to throw that out there. It's not really about entertainment, but it's about protecting yourself for everyone. So thank you so much for tuning in to Top It Off Tuesday, every Tuesday at 11 a.m. to 12 p.m., just giving you all the latest gossip story, you know, stories about entertainment or just gossip, period, that I can dig up, that I feel that everyone should know about, that may be helpful for you, insightful, whatever it may be. And this is DJ TY here at www.dominican.edu. Shake it, shake it, shake it, shake it like a bottle of wine.